第二項議程是續議的事項，主要的一項上次提出過想繼續跟進的呢，就我們擺了在今天的議程第三項，即是啟德的臨時用途。另外呢，就秘書處也都將一份文件是有關個直升機的交通嗰個需求量啦，係俾咗大家，咁嗰個資料就俾大家去參考。咁大家仲有冇其他由上次會議記錄引起嘅逐議嘅事項咧 ？Paul，
yeah， Chairman， 3.12， Macy Chang said the government's early studies on Southeast Kowloon in the context of approving the current SOP had already covered many aspects of a sustainability study of the cruise terminal. The previous design, the land design of under the OZP included a serious amount of reclamation. Currently, we only have a very narrow runway, which means that whatever we put on the tip of the runway is going to have a dramatic impact on the use of the proportional use of the land on the runway. I believe from therefore that sustainability study no longer applies, and that we need an update of the sustainability study under the current design, under no reclamation design of the runway of the of Kai Tak for that cruise terminal. Specifically, I point out that the cruise terminal, according to the Tourism Board and the Tourism Commission, requires a great amount of tourism facilities. The cruise terminal is also supposed to be a three-berth home port. If we count all those uses together for that piece of land at the tip of the runway, that will require a serious amount of road, of traffic in and out. And so I'm not sure how we're going to do a concept plan for for Kai Tak based on a sustainability study on a landmass which is entirely different from what we have today. And therefore, I believe that it will be incorrect to proceed without having an update of that sustainability study based on the no reclamation option for Kai Tak.
Porter, you'd like to register as a view, a comment on the minister?
Well, no, this is an action to be taken. We brought it up last time. It was put down as like we have studied this already, but now the study is further specified. I just note that the study is insufficient as an answer to the issues that we raised last time. And therefore, the fact there is no action as a matter is arising is only because we have not been given a proper answer last time. I'm just pointing out that there should have been a matter arising, and which is that we get a proper study done, which is exactly the point I made last time. So I just reiterate, we should have taken action here for sustainability review on a no reclamation option for the site, including all the options for the cruise terminal before we proceed any further.
Yes.
Chairman, maybe I help up in this Paul's question. Well, actually, I think in due course, when the consultant present the approach to the preparation of the outline concept plan, I think she will make the point that actually they will be doing some preliminary sustainability assessments on the options being under investigation. Of course, this will be going into more detailed sustainability study assessments when they are transforming this outline concept plans into development plans. So it's a process, ongoing process of doing the sustainability assessments on from concept plans into detailed development plans and such. So there will be one, certainly.
Yes, so the case for us is whether we can take up that point in the discussion on agenda item 5.
Yes.
Right. Because under matters arising, we really want to deal with matters which otherwise are not covered in the agenda. So provided that the context for considering that comment can be addressed in the overall task of preparation of the OCP, then we can have that point addressed there. Okay? Yeah. Any other points on matters arising of issues not otherwise addressed in the agenda? If not, then we proceed on to agenda number 3.